One of the most influential bands to emerge from the new wave and punk rock scenes of the 1970s didn't last long enough to record an album. Rocket from the Tombs got together in 1974 and came to a volatile end less than a year later. But a handful of live recordings and demos circulated far and wide and inspired such better-known bands as Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, and Living Color. Rocket from the Tombs has reformed and disbanded several times since, but as David C. Barnett of member station WCPN reports, the group is back on tour behind a new record.
Rocket from the Tombs was created by five guys who were fed up with most of the music on Top 40 radio, says vocalist David Thomas, who went by the name Crocus Behemoth.
I mean, people say we were angry. Well, what we are angry at was the ordinariness of things, you know, of the mainstream rock bands.
So one of the guitarists in the group, Peter Loeffner, decided to do something about it and went to a local radio station, says bassist Craig Bell.
Peter had somehow challenged the people there at the station, why wouldn't you play any local music? And they said, well, nobody gives us a tape. So he comes back and says, all right, guys, let's make this tape.
The station was WMMS, and this is the tape the band made. To everyone's surprise, Bell says, the station played it.
I think it was recorded in February 75, and I think a few weeks later was played on the radio, and that pretty much was unheard of at the time.
Not only that, but the station invited Peter Loeffner to talk about it on air.
The reason we did this tape, and the reason MMS is going to broadcast this stuff, is to tell you that you can do it too.
Ain't it fun when you're always on the run? Your friends despise what you become.
And that was it. No singles, no album, nothing. Nevertheless, the band's message to other musicians got out there.
I'm thinking like these guys are my heroes.
Lamont Thomas was working in an Ohio record store when he ran across a copy of Loeffner's broadcast. Thomas took it to heart and now records his version of punk under the name Obnox.
I'm not thinking like, well, in 1974 or 75, this was a failure. I was thinking, like, this is some of the best punk rock I ever heard.
Gotta close my mind. Gotta hold on tight.
The music was fast, loud, and distorted. It was punk before there was a name for it. Crocus Behemoth's voice commanded attention. One fan is Vernon Reed, guitarist with the band Living Color.
At one point, you hear him being very, very melodic. And then he's just kind of this rambling, you know, dark, muttering, guttural. You know, he's almost a kind of anti-vocalist. And you hear, I hear bits of Nina Simone in the way he uses vibrato. You know, I hear bits of Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
There's ships in the night. There's signs in the sky. There's some bottomless holes out there. And you're no friend of mine.
Rocket from the Tombs only gave about 15 performances, but David Thomas says they put everything into them.
We thought, here we've got this beautiful engine that's capable of anything. We got this car. We got this vehicle. Let's go.
The road ahead proved to be bumpy, says Craig Bell.
I just think that what grew was our frustration of we're going in a direction we see movement, but we don't see as movement fast enough.
Rocket from the Tombs broke up in the late summer of 1975. Guitarist Cheetah Chrome, drummer Johnny Badansky, and a Youngstown vocalist named Stiv Baters went on to form the straight-ahead punk group known as the Dead Boys. Vocalist David Thomas and guitarist Peter Loeffner formed the core of the art rock band Pear Ubu. But Loeffner died from the effects of drug and alcohol abuse 2 years later at the age of 24. Rocket from the Tombs never did crack Top 40 radio, but that's not what they were after.
You know, we weren't interested in being pop stars, because being a pop star was totally unrealistic for a kid in Cleveland in the 70s.
62-year-old David Thomas says Rocket from the Tombs had a higher aspiration.
What we were interested in was history, and making history in some teeny little small way in one field of human endeavor.
And they did, although maybe not in the way they originally imagined. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.